for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious. We'll be right back.
I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. I'm not going back, I'll never be the same. That's why I sing.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, Jesus believers. Father God, again I say good morning to you. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That we've been washed in the blood. That we're no longer the same. I just thank you this morning. I need Sandra. Sandra from New Jersey to dial into the blog talk. I want to talk about what you went through yesterday. I want to talk about, I know you went through something spiritually. I haven't been with you, but God showed me. But I want you to talk about the physical altercation. You went where the witches had the nerve to call the police on you. Brothers and sisters, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. And some others of you, I know you went through a spiritual transformation yesterday. You see, there was a lunar eclipse early this morning. I heard Jose go outside to look at it. I tell you, I just laid there. I just prayed. I said, God, I got to pray. I can't get up and go out there. That was about 4 o'clock this morning. Sandra, I need the last four. Let me see. I got it on my phone. Where's my phone? You need to hear this. You need to hear this. I say you need to hear this. You see, this ain't going to never happen to some of you because you're too scared. You're too scared. You haven't realized who you are. But I pray you make that choice. Sandra, your mic is open.
Good morning, Dr. Erica. Good morning, Deadline.
Good morning, good morning. I want you to tell this 10-9 what you went through yesterday, and now they had the nerve to call the police on you.
Yes, they did. You know what, God, I actually woke up like a half an hour before the alarm this morning. I'm wide awake. I'm just sitting here. Okay, I'm waiting for the 10-line to come on. yesterday, oh, wow. Yeah, they had the nerve to call the police on me. I mean, these people are totally, you know, demonized, brainwashed, the whole thing.
Sandra, and tell them about the rooster after Halloween, too. Tell them all that.
Oh, yeah, you know what? And I was going to send you a picture of that, but I didn't know how you were going to take it. If I sent you that picture, you'd probably be like, why is somebody sending me a picture of a dead rooster? Are they trying to do something?
And that's exactly what I would have thought, but not you.
Yeah, I know. I knew that's what you would have thought. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to send it to her. If I talk to her, I'll tell her about the rooster. I'm not just going to, you know, just out of the blue, send her a picture of a mutilated rooster. The day after Halloween, in the morning, I went to go down to take my walk in the park and go visit the beach area where I've been ministering. And I guess the people who do Santeria, they left a rooster down there. And, you know, it's bad enough that, you know, they will cut the heads off these animals, but they mutilated this poor bird. And I'm standing there, I'm weeping for this poor rooster that they mutilated and threw by the water down there at the beach. And I'm just like, well, you know what? I hadn't seen many dead animals recently, and I guess they're trying to up their game, perhaps. I'm not sure. But anyway, I, of course, I prayed against it, and I got the park rangers involved, and I got some of the nature club involved, and I got people writing letters to the mayor and the city commissioners about what's going on with the wildlife over there. So hopefully I'm taking care of it on both fronts, the spiritual and the physical front.
Mm-hmm.
Because this witchcraft in this town has to come to an end. It's been going on for a long time, and it was going on for a long time before I got here, and before God let me get involved, I was just watching it going on and mm-hmm. saying, God, somebody's got to do something about this before God said, okay, I need you to get involved. And then he raised me up help, and then he confirmed it so many ways that he wanted me to do this, and he confirmed it so many ways that, yes, I want you to do this. Yes, you're anointed to do this. Yes, you have the authority to do this, because I didn't want to put my hand into something and stir up a bee's nest and have all this warfare coming against me when mm-hmm. – you know, when God said, no, I never told you to do that. So yesterday I went down there, and there was so much fresh fruit, flowers, and incense burning. I didn't send you the video. They set up all these little incense altars all down and over the beach. And they were freshly burning when I got there. And, so I started to really pray and intercede over there. First, I spiritually cleaned up those evil altars, tore them down, asked God for holy fire, and bound up the demons, rebuked, you know, the witchcraft, and bound up the spirit of witchcraft, bound up all those spirits that I know that they're summoning, especially Shiva and Vishnu, Ganesh, and those Hindu spirits that they're summoning up. And so then after I did that, and I always bring rubber gloves too, so I brought rubber gloves, and I'm throwing this stuff away, and then I start walking up and down the coastline. I'm just praying and praying, and I feel like a weightiness on my spirit to really intercede for these souls. And so I'm asking God that every single flower and fruit and incense and every other offering that's left there, that every soul that's represented behind it, that God is going to reveal himself to them, that they are going to fall into the hands of the living God, that that they're going to come out of this darkness, that they're going to turn to this from this wickedness, that God, if these people will not turn from their wicked ways, Lord, bring judgment. But this wickedness has to stop. Either they're going to get saved or their wickedness is, you know, or they're going to be judged. Either way,
right.
This has to end.
Right.
On this land. It's not going to happen on my watch. It is not going to happen behind where I live, where demons are being summoned up, witchcraft is being performed. No, not when I have all authority given to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen on my watch. So even if I'm by myself, it's not
going to
happen.
But you're not. You're not.
But I'm not. I'm not. So just like yesterday, I felt like more strongly than I usually do, a lot more strong desire to pray and just really like this war in the spirit, like really war against these devils, really war against what's going on down there. I felt it so strongly in my spirit, more than I've ever felt it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I went around the rest of the park, you know, to just do my walk. But when I came back down to the water area, I looked down the path and I saw three people coming with platters of food and bags of offerings. And I saw them coming. And I knew right away, you know, that these people are not coming for a picnic. Okay. And I stood there, I'm like, oh, Lord, help me, take over my tongue, do whatever you want to do, just work through me. I'm your vessel, I'm just going to stand here, you take over from here. And so the people came toward me, and all of a sudden I felt so filled with the Holy Spirit that I looked at them, and they looked at me, and I said, stop right there. You will not come any further.
I love it. Keep going.
I said, you will not come any further. And they stopped and they looked at me. They're like, what's going on? I said, God has brought judgment on this area. He's bringing judgment on this area, and you don't want to be a part of it. And they said, really? God's bringing judgment on this area? I said, yes. He's tolerated your works of witchcraft in the past, but he said the days are up, and he's not tolerating it anymore. Now he's bringing judgment. So now you guys are going to have a choice. Either you're going to repent, or you're going to fall into the hands of the living God, but it's going to be your choice. And they looked at me, and they're like, with the guy who was with the two women, it was three of them, he's like, well, you know what, maybe he tells women, you know what, let's forget about this. You know what, let's go find somewhere else. You know, and then the two women were like, no, forget about that crazy woman. Let's just go down. Let's do what we came to do. And so they walked past me, and they went down to the water, and they started to set up. Meanwhile, I'm preaching, telling them, this is what's going to happen if you continue. You know, and I'm warning you, you know, and I went through all the warnings with them and explaining to them what they're really doing, how they're setting up evil altars. I explained to them spiritually, because a lot of these people, they don't even understand what it is that they're doing, you know, the spiritual implications behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Hindus don't understand that what they're doing is witchcraft. They think it's some cultural, you know, religious little holiday they're celebrating, but they don't realize the witchcraft behind it and the demons they're summoning up. So I went on to explain this to them as they're setting up. And then the demons start rising up in the women and the filthiness that comes out of their mouth. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, wow, I'm like, you came down here to worship your God with that filthy mouth. Wow, okay. I think it didn't take long for your true nature to be exposed to what you're really doing here, right? Listen to your words. Is that words of a person of God? Anyway, I decided to myself, a voice told me, don't come down to their level. Don't let them bring you down to their level. Do not get down and roll around in the mud with them. And I heard your voice, Dr. Erica, said, do not go down to the devil's level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with them on that level. I'm just going to look to the sky and keep preaching. Preach teaching the gospel. The gospel, keep preaching and telling them and teaching them what they're doing. And it's going to be up to them and warning them that if they continue doing this, that God's going to show them these devils are going to be exposed. Light is going to be shined on these devils, and they're going to see them in their true form, and they're not going to like it. And they got nervous. And, you know, they were looking at me, and I said, so what is the name of your God? Let me know. And they're looking at me. They didn't want to tell me. They didn't want to tell me what the name of their God is because they have millions of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them, oh, you don't want to tell me. I said, that's okay. I said, let me tell you something. Shiva is under my foot right now. And all three of them stopped what they're doing. And their heads turned to me, and they're like, oh, Shiva. Yes, Shiva, that's our God. She's going to destroy you, and you are a cursed woman, and you're going to be diseased, and you're going to be this and that. And I said, darling, you cannot curse what God has blessed. And I said, every tongue that rises in judgment against me, I condemn right now. And they got nervous. I kept preaching very boldly and very loudly and with authority, and I wasn't backing down. And after they had set up their offerings, their sacrifices, their offerings,
yeah,
to their God.
It's an altar.
Their
altars. Altar.
Right, their altars. Sorry. Yes, they're evil altars. And I'm explaining to them, you're setting up an evil altar and offerings to evil spirits from these waters. And I'm telling them about this. And so they continue to set up their evil altar. And I had oil in my pocket. I always carry oil with me, especially, you know, knowing this stuff goes on all the time. So I always have oil on me. I always have rubber gloves. I always have my little cross on me. And I took out the oil, and I just threw it all over their offering, their evil altar.
Yes!
Down in Jesus' name. I sprinkling a fly of the blood of Jesus over this area, be cleansed by the fire of God. I said, it will not stand. Oh, wow. Okay, my preaching's starting to come out now. And they got upset. They're like, and the one woman, she picked up dirt and threw it at me. Who are you to do this? And then the guy said, forget about her. Let's call the police. Let's call the police. This woman is, let's call the police. And so the three of them, they got on the cell phone, and they're on the phone. They're like, there's a woman down here. She's tormenting us. Oh, she's harassing us. Oh, come and save us from this woman. Get down here right away.
Yay, God.
And so guess what? While I'm standing there just boldly preaching, same situation happened again, like what happened before, where remember when the woman, she came up from behind me, and she started saying, leave those people alone. Let them do what they want to do. Let them practice their religion. They have a right to do what they want, you know, practice their religion. And it was a guy this time, though. He came up from behind and was standing behind me, and he started telling me, people alone, let them practice their religion. Who are you to interfere? Why don't you just be quiet and watch them? Maybe you learn something, because you don't have Jesus. You don't have Jesus. You don't have Jesus. He kept on repeating, you don't got Jesus. You don't have Jesus. This isn't Jesus. I turned around. I told him, evil spirit, I bind you right now. And he just stood there watching. He just stood there watching. And they're on the phone calling the police. And anyway, I continued to say what I needed to say. I warned them. I tore their evil altar down. I doused it with the whole bottle of anointing oil. And then I'm like, well, you know what? My mission is done here. I turn around to go walk away. And then I see it's all in the parking lot. The police arrive. And these police officers, they know me by now. And so they pulled up and they said, are you the one that called the police? I was like, no, but the same shenanigans going on down there. People are littering at the beach. And I told them, I said, I don't care what religion you are, but your religion doesn't give you the right to litter up this park and spiritually and physically pollute this beach. And they're like, okay, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll deal with it. I said, thank you. I just came home after that.
You know what? I pray God send you the biggest blessing and meet every need that you have right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Right.
I am so happy
to do it now.
Now. Hallelujah. Yes, in Jesus' name. Yes.
Now, God.
Yes. Yes.
Brothers and sisters.
Yes.
It. What can I say, Sandra? I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love your spirit. And I love, you know, some people are made fighters, okay? Some people are.
I am a warrior.
Some
I
people
am.
Are
a fighter.
Made courageous. I see you. Just like Joshua. Even when the angel came, Joshua was ready to fight. He said, tell me now, are you for us or are you against us?
Well, I tell you, I felt like Elijah. I felt like Elijah down there in the prophet showdown with the prophets of Baal.
Yep.
Is what
and
I felt
were.
Like.
And you see, God only needs one person. One person. One person on the earth that'll stand up in the name of Jesus. You tore down a stronghold in voodoo, Hindu voodoo, and the largest practitioners of voodoo in the world are Hindu.
Yes.
That's what people don't understand. They are the largest.
Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you that word of knowledge that I got about that their god was Shiva, because I didn't know which god there was. Because they come down there and they worship Ganesh, they worship Krishna, they worship Lilith. They have so many gods. I didn't know. I had a word of knowledge that it was Shiva. And so I said Shiva, and their mouths dropped because they're like, how does she know? But let me tell you, yesterday, after I came home, I got on the computer and I Googled that what is the Hindu holidays, and it turns out that today is their high holiday for worshiping Shiva and Vishnu.
Jesus, you awesome. Jesus is awesome. 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 Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. Yep. Awesome. I was like, wow, God, wow. You gave me that word of knowledge right there.
And believe you me, I'm praying for your dear husband. I'm your husband.
Yes.
Living with you is an adventure. And I know
he's
worried.
He's ready to change his schedule just so he can go down to that beach with me.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Listen to this song. I'm telling you. Don't go nowhere, Sandra.
I'm not going nowhere.
Freedom.
It's being confirmed more and more. My next stop is New Jersey.
Amen.
New Ooh, Jersey, yes. Here I come.
Yes. Oh,
I'm coming.
Yes.
I'm coming.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
New Jersey, here I come. We're going to do as God instructs us. And God is going to do something awesome in New Jersey. I thought it was going to be Texas, but it's not. It's that eastern seaboard. It's that east coast.
Yes.
And you paved the way. You paved the way. You paved the way. You went on in there like the little freedom fighter you are, and you're not that big. You stood up against 4-1 odds, and Jesus won. Jesus won.
Just won.
They're going to call the police on you, and they called in more reinforcements against themselves. Yeah,
against
only
themselves.
Jesus. Only Jesus could do that. Look out, New Jersey. You on the list. Yeah.
Amen.
It's New Jersey. Now, God told me.
Shake up this place.
God told me he gave you a spiritual elevation yesterday. What does it feel like? I know he did because.
Oh, I woke up. I told you I woke up this morning, even before the alarm, and I'm, like, so full of, like, life and energy and just, like, oh, I'm just amped up. I'm just feel like a spiritual high. I'm just, like, this feels different. This feels weird. It doesn't feel like everyday normal. It just feels different.
It's not. You're not the same.
And my poor husband here. He doesn't want to say nothing. Okay. He's scared. Okay.
No. I know one thing. He's surprised. Man.
Yes.
He's surprised. Yeah,
Hi, Dr. Erica.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, too.
I want you to be blessed.
Yeah.
I desire you to be blessed. Because, brother.
Thank you.
Brother, you with a fireball. You hear me?
Yes. Thank God, you know. God bless you.
Bless you too, brother. But you know what? Listen to this song. This is what freedom, what you feeling, Sandra? This is what freedom feels like. You did it. You did it. You accomplished a mission for God that was both natural and spiritual. You don't know how many, and a third mission, you just took everybody on the TED line with you. You took all of us with you, okay? It doesn't get any better than this. Go ahead.
I had a vision 2 days ago. Right before I woke up, I had a vision, and a piece of paper was put in front of me, and then on the paper was written, write what you need down here on this paper, and Dr. Erica is going to come into agreement with you. And this was just fulfilled right now. When you said, have all my needs met.
Look, I can't explain it. I can't define it. I'm not smart enough. I ain't even going to try. But I know this. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and there is provision. Provision.
Yeah. Jesus.
Jessica wrote in the chat room, she said, I just saw it a minute ago. She said, the whole TED line went with you, Sister Sandra. Thank you, Father God.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. God bless you, Sister Jessica. TED line has been just an amazing, amazing.
Now, let me tell you something else, too. I don't think it's strange that many of you TED-liners planted those Bibles on that high elevation in New Jersey. Remember all those Bibles up there on that top of that mountain in New Jersey? All of that power was backing you, Sister Sandra. All of that power. from all those Bibles we planted in that earth. That earth in New Jersey belongs to God. And there's going to be a demonstration. There's going to be a demonstration of his power and his might in New Jersey. I kept thinking about that. I kept thinking, God, how many people went to the sun? You sent them. You sent them to the same mountain area and planted those Bibles. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and all of us that dwell herein.
And the wickedness of the wicked is coming to an end.
In the name of Jesus. I feel the love this morning. I feel the love. I feel that tangible manifestation of love. And you know what? Look what happened. All of you guys that made that choice. All of you made that choice. You came into agreement. We didn't build no Tower of Babel, but God got a mountain in New Jersey where he is Lord. He is Lord.
Yes.
And you stood up and you threw him out the temple just like Jesus did. You just like you slung that all. You slung that all. That's what I call it. Slinging that all.
Yes. Oh, I opened the whole bottle on that. I was like, this is not going to stand. Nullified now in Jesus' name. Don't get me started. I'm ready to preach. You know, I am so ready to preach. I know today is a Hindu holiday, and I think there's maybe going to be more. Oh, man.
Well, we cast that down. We cast that down in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And you know what? God knew it was a Hindu holiday. We didn't have to know. All we have to do is be obedient. That's all we have to do is be obedient. That's all we have to do.
Yes.
God, send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain.
Rain. Yes.
Send the rain.
Send the rain. Fire. Anointing.
He said there would be the former rain and that there would be the latter rain. Send your latter rain outpouring to New Jersey in the name of Jesus.
Let it rain.
Save God. All over this land, but it's got to start somewhere. Let it start. It's already started.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus
Thank you, Lord.
Over this state.
Yes, he is. And he's Lord over every state represented here. He's Lord over every state not represented here because he's Lord over the whole earth.
Your way, Lord.
We want more. Father God, let that anointing from Sandra flow. Let it flow over every Carolina. Let it flow over every state. And you're right, Mary. Father God, flip their altars. In the name of Jesus.
Down
every false
altar. Fire, burn them up.
In the name of Jesus, you coming down. You coming down.
Yes.
Every false altar that opposes the word of God, the name of Jesus, and the power and fire of the Holy Ghost, go.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. It's all about this wonderful, wonderful gospel. Brothers and sisters. Jesus is alive.
We're turning over every stone. hoping to find salvation in a world that's left us cold. Can we get back to the altar
and bear sorrow shall be glad to do so to another God. To drink offerings of blood, offer our cakes of
sin.
Oh Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my life. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord with me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the next week. I have kept the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh will also rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in fear, nor allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. Your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
It's greater than religion. It's the power of the cross. So can we get back to the altar? Back to the arms of our first love. There's only one way to the Father, and he's calling out to us. To the enemy, it looks like freedom. To the open, it feels like home. To the skeptic, it must sound crazy. To believe in a God who wants. In a world where
when we get off this line, I want you to call me on my cell phone, okay?
Absolutely. Eric, Dr. Erica, would you mind if I read Psalm 16?
Please. You feel that?
Thank you. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh will also rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. Amen.
Amen. Again. Jennifer R., I want you to take over this project. I want you to work with Sandra and set this meeting up. I want this meeting right around, I want it between now and December the 20th. It's got to be between now and December the 20th. I only want it for 3 days. I don't want to put Sandra's number out here. Well, you have Sandra call me. Sandra, remind me to give you Jennifer R. number, okay?
Okay.
All right, and we're going to set this three-day meeting up in New Jersey as soon as we can. Brothers and sisters, yeah, for real. You know, I don't joke with God. It's got to be done. I knew it was going to be somewhere. I just didn't know where or who or how. But God knew, and I'm patient. I can wait. So I had to wait. And I want you to send me that list, Sandra. I want you to text it to me right away.
Okay.
Text me the list. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mhm. And brothers and sisters, I think that's it. And Wes, tomorrow we'll deal with Houston, because I don't know exactly what's happening, but I know it's bad.
Well, me and you. Got it all worked out. It's all in me and Jesus.
You want to be taken by the better side. You need Jesus.